What happens when you bring together people from all generations and backgrounds and have honest, heartfelt, and interesting conversations? You get Gen to Gen, conversations with perspective. This season, we are covering the day, September 11th, 2001, a moment in history. This year, remember the events of that day, 18 years after they happened in real time. We will revisit the day from a host of perspectives, including my own. A brief editorial note. Because this date was real, these events were real, and our emotions were real, we have made a conscious editorial decision to not censor any of the news clippings or interviews. Because this day was real, and these are stories, and they're raw, and they're true. And because of that, this podcast may be triggering for some listeners, and we advise caution to listen when you can.
I am Yad Conrad. I am 29 years old. I live in California. And on September 11, 2001, I was in Iraq traveling to the capital. And I was only 11 years old.
I'm Michael Brian Dunn. I'm 60 years old. I live in New York City. And on September 11, 2001, I was in Baltimore, Maryland, doing a temporary job at Baltimore Center Stage. And I was 41 years old.
My name is Tracy Dedor. I am 40. Right now, I live in Mason City, Iowa. And on September 11th, 2001, I was in Chicago area teaching first grade. And I was 22 at the time.
I'm Max McLaughlin. I'm 18. I live in Urbandale. And on September 11th, 2001, I was in Urbandale and was 1 year old.
I'm Alan Samuel Cullen. I'm 58. I live in Manhattan. And on September 11th, 2001, I was in Lower Manhattan at work, and I was 40 years old.
And I'm your host, Richard. I'm 35 years old. I'm a marketing manager. I live in Des Moines. And on September 11th, 2001, I was a senior in high school living in Mason City, Iowa. What's interesting is I remember the night before September 11, 2001. As a senior in high school, I was a sports fan. I still am a sports fan, but I'm a huge Denver Bronco fan. And that night, Monday night, they were playing on Monday Night Football. And I remember staying up watching the game, was super excited. I believe it was the start of the season. If not the start, it was week two. And that was the game that Ed McCaffrey broke his leg on a great play. And I was a huge Ed McCaffrey fan. And I remember going to bed thinking about how that season now is going to be so much more difficult without Ed. And that's what I cared about. That was the biggest worry I had waking up on September 11th, 2001 was going to be, how is my team going to respond? And in hindsight, what a stupid thing to care about and be worried about in the world that we were about to move into. Don't get me wrong. I still love my hometown team, still pay attention to them, but just 12 hours after that injury, everything got put into perspective really quickly. And in talking with all of our interviewees for this project, it really became clear that not only did we all have unique and different experiences, there was so much fear, so much anxiety for the world, for our lives, for what was going to happen, for what was happening. And we each saw it a little bit differently, and it each impacted us just a little bit differently. But hearing the stories about that morning really puts it into perspective about how people were impacted, no matter where you were in the world.
So I was at work. I worked for Scholastic Publishing, which is a big children's media company in Soho, in Lower Manhattan, and I remember it being a picture perfect day, one of those perfect fall days, or I guess late summer days. Super blue sky, just sunny and crisp, and just one of those beautiful days.
I had just arrived in Baltimore, Maryland to do a production at Baltimore Center Stage. I had come in from New York City and arrived late the night before on 9/10 and was about to start this new venture. I was only going to be there for a short time, maybe ten weeks probably, and was unpacking boxes to get myself settled into the morning. And someone I had just recently met called and was visibly shaken or audibly shaken about. She was jogging down the West Side Highway and had seen the first plane go in. And I kind of thought, I didn't know her well, and I really kind of thought she was just trying to get attention and crazy. I thought that's ridiculous. And I quickly got her off the phone and turned the television on, and that's when we started to see what was unfolding.
There were a ton of Scholastic employees just standing there, just looking downtown to the towers, and the first tower was inflamed. That first plane had already hit, and and people were saying that kind of whispering, talking to each other, and people were saying like it was, it was some kind of an accident or something like that. And of course, everybody's thoughts turned to, who do we know that's in that building? Who's affected, or, what's going on? But I know for myself, I just thought it was an accident, that it was just kind of random. And as we stood there, it was just like, I can't remember how many minutes it was until the second plane struck, or if it was right away. But I remember when that happened, I was like, holy Jesus. And my colleague turned to me and she whispered in my ear, she said, "This isn't an accident, we're under attack." And I went into kind of shock, then panic, then what are we supposed to do? So there's that kind of moment of panic paralysis.
Well, because I had to be there at 7:45, I had not heard about them until all of my students came in. And one of my students, I taught at a Lutheran school, so one of my students said, "We have to pray for the children of, or the people in New York." And I said, "What?" And she said, "We saw on the news of a plane crashing into a building." And I just stood there staring at her because she was my smartest student. And so I knew she was probably telling the truth. And I actually didn't know what to do.
And that's the interesting part, is that each of these people had such a different experience, but each had the same experience in the sense that we all heard about it, we all witnessed it with our own emotions and sometimes our own eyes, and whether it was through the eyes of a first grader or through listening to someone who'd seen it happen or who's seen it with your own eyes. For me, I woke up on that Tuesday. We have late start on Tuesdays in high school, and I woke up, and by the time I had either turned on the radio or turned on the TV, the first plane had already hit. And then in the time of driving to school, the second plane hit. So by the time I got to school, two planes had already hit, and I didn't know what was going on. But I still felt at that point that it was an accident.
The frightening thing about being there was that I had no grounding. I had no, I didn't know, I hadn't unpacked. I was so up in the air with everything and starting a new job and meeting new people that I had no roots right there. So So I was at a complete loss. And the further we got into what was unraveling and what was right before our eyes, the more panicked I got. And I experienced one of what was to become a couple of panic attacks, just an outright panic attack. I was alone. I was worried for friends. I was worried for the world. It wasn't even the world at that point. I think it was smaller than that. And that's how I started that day was, and then had to go to into this new job on top of it.
And then comes Yad's story, an 11-year-old from Iraq who has grown up with the threat of war, the threat of violence, his whole life. And here he is going to bed on the night of September 11th, and he sees it on their news for the first time and has a completely different reaction than anybody else that we talk to.
For me, at the time when this happened, it was evening time, and I recall actually we were preparing and packing to travel to Baghdad. So I'm originally from the north region where my hometown is called Soleimani. It's about like 8 hours of drive. So that's how the transportation used to be. Now the thing is, you have to go through checkpoints. So that was the first thing to worry about. So I remember it was the evening and we were watching the news, and there was like a little bit of 9 p.m. or something around then, you know, the late night news comes on and they showed that, and my mom was like, oh, that does not look good. That's not like it was a very normal story at the beginning. And yeah, and the day afterwards, so there was nothing to make of it. We were actually, I remember this very clearly. We were going to bed early because we had to travel in the morning. And the day later in the morning, which, you know, I would say it was evening time here in New York City, when we were traveling, we started hearing about what had happened. And it was crazy and devastating in a way that I think in a way that people didn't know what to do about it, but still could relate to pretty much everyone in it and out of it, just by the nature of the society from Iraq being very familiar with like very devastating and kind of life-threatening situations.
And from Alan, Tracy, Michael, and Yad, we get these really interesting firsthand experiences. And then there are people who are now just graduating from high school, 18 years old, who weren't there, or they were a baby, so they really don't have a memory of what happened. And for Max, learning about it in school adds a level of complexity to the experience.
I think the first time I learned about it was in school. You know, when you get to the age where you're old enough to start understanding a little bit about things like this. It's obviously a tough and sensitive topic for a lot of people. So for me, it was in like early elementary school when we would like watch some videos in class and start learning kind of like why it happened, what happened, how we responded to that. So it was obviously at a really young age where a lot of people my age now were exposed to kind of the whole situation with what happened on 9/11.
And whether you were in New York, in Baltimore, in Chicago, a baby in Iowa, or a senior in high school, the world changed. And the moments impacted us all in different ways. And I think that's what these interviews really showcased was how we all responded, how we were all impacted, and how we all still carry some of these scars, whether they were experienced live on that day, or whether you were taught the information and it's still something that you think about, you still experience it, And that's what really carried through as I asked some of these key questions about that moment, that day. When did you first hear? Where were you? What was that like? What were you doing? And how did you respond? What is September 11th is a deep question, and how we each experienced it is also a deep dive into how we processed that day, how we processed those moments. And for our five stories here, they all intertwine into that one moment of pre-9/11 and post-9/11. And as we go through this story, you're going to see how they all come together in this amazing collection of moments, of lows, and of highs. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Gen to Gen podcast. If you loved it or hated it, please do leave us a rating wherever you're listening. And if you loved it, do tell your friends about it. And be sure to follow us online on Instagram or Twitter at Gen2GenPodcast. That's Gen, the number 2, Gen Podcast. I'm your host, Richard Dedor, and this show is mixed and produced by Sprout Media at GoSproutMedia.com with consulting help from Steve Adams. Special thanks to five guests, Yed Conrad, Max McLaughlin, Alan Samuel Cohen, Michael Brian Dunn, and Tracy Dedor. Music credit goes to Joseph McDade. Thanks for listening. This podcast was mixed and produced by Sprout Media, a digital media firm in Des Moines, Iowa, who believes in doing things differently. They believe in putting consumers and clients first, being a partner in marketing, and inspiring your tomorrow. They build websites, create digital media strategies, shoot and produce videos, and edit and produce podcasts just like this one. Check out Sprout Media at GoSproutMedia.com, where you can subscribe to their podcast, The Buzz Addiction, or even request a free consultation. That's GoSproutMedia.com.